The American Bar Association and a team of Kentucky law professionals have released a 2-year study on death penalty procedures in the Commonwealth. The ABA has supported a similar study in 8 other states. The Kentucky assessment team has now recommended that the state halt all executions until its recommendations are addressed. Linda Ewald is a retired faculty member from the Brandeis School of Law at the University of Louisville. She was on the team of 8, which included the former state Supreme Court justices, academics, as well as practicing attorneys. WFPL's Devin Katayama spoke with Ewald, who says there are several deficiencies in the state's capital punishment system.
Some of the things that make us really progressive are also things that we found were problematic. We have a statewide public defender. On the other hand, that public defender system is very much underfunded. If you have a system where the folks who are serving indigents through the public defender system and through appointed counsel systems, if they're not being compensated at a competitive level, then you worry about the turnover, the ability of those folks to stay and gain the experience that they need. One of the other things we discovered was the extraordinarily high caseloads, well in excess of national averages and recommended standards, and that can't help but have an impact on the quality of representation.
Something that kind of surprises me is the survey of jurors, where a large percentage of them failed to understand the sentencing guidelines in these cases.
We found that particularly problematic. I think the problem has to do with the fact that we don't have uniform jury instructions that are mandated by a court. And so they vary considerably. And some of these concepts are pretty difficult for jurors to understand. These are emotionally charged cases. And there's a difference between the standards when we talk about the guilty phase versus the sentencing phase.
The Kentucky assessment team has put together a series of recommendations, and I'm assuming the 8 other states who went through a similar project, their teams also put together these recommendations. In 5 of them, I believe there was a moratorium recommended for executions within the state, and it seems like that's what you and your team are asking for, at least until these recommendations that you guys have put together for Kentucky are addressed. Is that correct?
That is correct. And one of those states actually recommended a moratorium on prosecutions as well as executions. Several of the, the remaining 3 did not make a recommendation one way or another with regard to a moratorium.
So what's likely to happen at this point? I know some local officials here in Louisville have come out to agree with these recommendations and are signing a petition to send to Governor Steve Beshear to ask for the halting of executions as well. Might we see some legislative changes? Is there going to be a big push now that this report is out to kind of go in that direction? Or what do you see as being the next steps for Kentucky?
The hope of the Kentucky team would be that Governor Beshear halt executions in Kentucky, make the announcement that there's going to be a suspension of executions. If you look at this report, you'll find that responsibility for dealing with this lies in all branches of government. And it's going to take some kind of coordinated effort, I think. Quite frankly, many of these recommendations are going to require some funding. So it's a matter of whether the state thinks that this is a priority. And needless to say, for those of us who are lawyers, and it seems to me for everyone who's concerned about what's going on in the Commonwealth, it needs to be a priority.
Thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us.
It's been a pleasure being here. Thank you.
Okay, so that's retired law school professor Linda Ewald talking with WFPL's Devin Katayama. Devin, it's quite a report. What's the response coming from state government, from the attorney general, from the governor?
Attorney General Jack Conway released a report last night saying at first glance he doesn't think that the ABA and the assessment team's report warrants suspension of the death penalty. As you can see, I brought the report in here. It's about 500 pages, yeah. So there is a lot of information to go through. Whether that changes, it's still to be determined. But at this point, he feels like the sentences that have been handed down should go through as somewhat of a response to the families that have been through these issues as well.
ABA has talked to voters about this?
Yeah, they did a brief survey of 400 people a couple weeks ago, asking some 400 voters about whether they thought the death penalty should be halted. Around 60% said that they thought it should be. They agreed with the ABA and the assessment. And that's not really divided about along party lines. It's not really divided too much along male or female. There is some disparity, but not much. So that 60% seems to be a pretty strong number.
And there are other states where this has happened, or where at least moratoriums have been under consideration.
Yeah, there's been five states. The report, this is Kentucky's the ninth state where this kind of project has been presented, and five other states have asked for moratorium. One state, both moratorium on death sentences handed down, as well as the prosecution of the death sentencing.
All right, Devin, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Devin Katayama reporting on that. We have the report at we may have the entire thing. Do we have all 500 pages there?
We're getting it up there as soon as possible.
It's a big PDF, people. But it's wfpl.org if you search on death penalty report.